Hello, welcome to episode 44 of the Leading Off Podcast. I'm Matthew Braun, joined here by Cooper Carlson and Cooper. Baseball is back!
Yeah, this is the, we're now in the, 2 months out of the trade deadline, so this will have to be the trade deadline episode, as we know, we've been following that along closely, and who do you have your eyes on? No, I'm just kidding. Baseball is back.
I don't like that Madison Bumgarner fellow. I don't want him at all.
He's having a horrible year. Who would have saw that coming? No. But isn't this great? I know you probably came here hoping to listen to some talk about owners and billionaires arguing over money, but I'm sorry. We're going to talk about baseball today, so better get ready for that.
And what a refreshing change of events that has been. I don't think I have to go over this, but I will for the sake of doing so. But just recently they announced... Because that's what we do. We like to be thorough. Just recently announced, basically the players and owners were still at a stalemate. However, the MLB always in their back pocket had this like emergency button where they could just start a season whenever, and Rob Manfred could just, you know, do whatever he wants. Not that he had much controlling his power anyways, but you get what I'm saying. So that button was hit. The season's being started. The players agreed to that. We got a 60-game schedule, which is, I mean, that's all anyone really cares about is there a season, how much is there being played, and the rest is kind of like the fine details where you're like, the players and owners can deal with this. We really don't give a shit.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty accurate. I mean, I was just, when I heard there was games, I haven't read much into it, I'm not going to lie, just stuff I've seen on Twitter, but just, it's like, we're getting baseball, and that's all that I've cared about for about, when did this all start? Like, mid-March? I don't really know. It's been too long, man. It's been rough. And my favorite part of this has been us taking every single minor holiday to just not record because we have just nothing to talk about. Like, hey, oh, it's Father's Day. We better not record today, huh? Oh,
no. Well, it was even better when I texted you what I say. Are you fine with taking this week off for Father's Day? And holy shit, it's Sunday.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it was like 7:30. You texted, oh, man. Yeah, you find it taking this week off. I'm like, oh my god, I was not even like sort of prepared for this. But yeah, so I'm glad baseball's back so we can get back to normalcy. Well, not it won't be even close, but it'll be better than what we've been, obviously, because it's been a struggle and we've made it. We've done it, and I'm happy to be here. It's great.
It's relative normalcy, of course, but right. That's how most things are going to be going forward, at least in the near future. So breaking down the timeline, it sounds like the spring training 2.0, whatever you want to call it, is starting back up July 1st, which will be Wednesday. All teams will be at their own facilities, at their own stadiums, in their own states, and in their own thing. It's not going to be – and this was another thing where they're like, okay, we're going to start spring training in Arizona and Florida. And it's like, hey, ain't those like the two states getting crushed right now by this thing? Like, ooh, yeah, actually – ooh, that might not be a smart idea there. So that'll start. And then I believe they're shooting for the start of the season around the end of July. I don't know if they have a specific date.
I heard in mind. The weekend of July 24, 25. So, yeah. Is that a weekend? I just heard 24, 25. So.
Well, you know, I'm just going to sit here and say a few words as I'm looking it up. Okay, 24th is the Friday.
Okay, cool.
So that could start a 3-game weekend series, so I guess that makes sense. But either way, things will start up soon, and then hopefully, ideally, if everything goes right, which that's going to be kind of the asterisk on like every single day we wake up where there's baseball is that asterisk of everything goes right, which as much as I love to see MLB back and as much as, you know, I love baseball, I know you love baseball, and we all love baseball, That's a pretty hard asterisk to just ignore and kind of just throw away, you know?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. We could, any given day that could be announced, like, still. Like, baseball canceled again. Like, I mean, there's still huge risks, but, I mean, they got to try it, I guess. And it could easily just go horribly, and we might not have a season anyway. But as of right now, we are having baseball, so I'm good with it.
Well, I think it's a better... okay, how do I want to put this? I need to be very specific with my wording here without sounding like an asshole. So I think it's a better look for for baseball if they if they're able to be like, hey, we have this opportunity to come together and try and put a season together, and we're able to do this. Granted, it was very odd, I guess, suspicious in the way that happened, and not conducive to the future CBA agreements. But you know, that's whatever. That's down the road. But if they're able to do that, and then you know the virus pops up, and that and that's what blocks them from doing it, and not their own inability to start the season. If that's the reason, then they can be like, okay, we tried, you know, and people will be a lot more forgiving towards that, I think.
That's a good point. And then I just come back to the fact that they couldn't agree. And the it's funny because the commissioner himself literally did have to go, all right, we're stop arguing. We're having this season. Like, yeah. I mean, because we all know Rob Manfred loves baseball. So, but yeah, it's rough because that was a joke. But the season could be canceled anytime. And the play, what I've heard is, you know, playoffs are a luxury. Like, if we get them, that'll be pretty solid. Because the second wave could still hit, but I'm not a scientist, so I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm really banking on them actually adhering to scientists and immunologists, but knowing people who like to make money, I doubt that's going to be a thing, right. Really.
Unfortunately. Yeah, that's not a thing. I mean, money could also drive it, so even if there is a lot of threat of disease, their baseball will continue, because people got to get their money. So I don't know how it's going to go. I have truly no idea. It's going to be fun to see how it plays out. I'm excited.
I don't know if I'd use that word fun. I don't know if I'd use that one. It'll be interesting.
Hey, baseball's fun, all right? Interesting is our word.
Yeah. No, interesting is like the – I've learned this through all of my like history and English classes that I take because I'm like a social studies major and all that shit. But interesting is that word everyone uses when they don't know what else to say.
Yeah.
As far as something where it's like, oh, I – you know,
or you, like, I was – don't want to offend someone. Or just, it's like, oh, that – I got nothing. Like, that drawing sure does look interesting.
Well, it's not even just that. It's just like, I can't like comprehend. Like, I try to use intrigue because that sounds more, you know, intriguing. But, wow. Yeah, everyone just comes back to interesting. But we should stop using that word. That was my only point.
I'm going to keep using it. I like that word. We use it a lot down here, so we're going to keep it going.
It's such a crutch word. We need to stop. So, getting to how the schedule is going to break down, which is going to be interesting. We have kind of the rough outline here, which is given out by Jason Stark of The Athletic. Matthew Taylor wrote an article about it on Twins Daily, kind of breaking it down. Go read that. So he said, all teams will play 10 games against each of the divisional foes, which makes up 40 of the 60 total games. The remaining 20 games we played against the corresponding interleague division. So then the AL Central for the Twins, they'll be playing against the NL Central. Six of the interleague divisional games we played against the team's closest natural rival, quote unquote. That'll be the Brewers for the Twins. And then the remaining 14 games interleague will be split between the four remaining teams in series of 3-4 games. Long story short, if you want to break this down, this is a damn good play out for the Twins. They get to play some really bad teams.
Yeah, they're already set up to play the AL Central, which alone has the Tigers, Royals, and sorry, Chicago, but the White Sox. Now we also get the NL Central.
Yeah, it's future AL Central division winning Chicago White Sox. Put some respect on their name, or else their Twitter fans will get at you.
You did say future. You didn't say 2020. I mean, they're bound to get there eventually, right?
Tomorrow's future. The future, brother. Think of that.
Just say future, and it like you'll never be wrong because it's gonna happen eventually. So,
well, Padres fans have been doing that for years. So yeah, how it goes.
Fair. Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. And then they play the NL Central, which it's a weird division because they have like one just awful team with the Pirates, and then just four teams that you really don't know. The Cubs are gonna be probably pretty good, but you never know. The Brewers, they've been good for some reason the past 2 years. I don't know why. No one really knows why they can't pitch.
I think I know one reason why they've been good. Do I have to say that one?
I mean, you can say that, though. But, I mean, of course, Christian Yelich. But then why aren't the Angels good with Mike Jones? Like, how are the Brewers doing this? Whatever. I think they're going to be bad. The Cardinals are a good team. There's no getting around that. And then the Reds are really weird because I last year thought they were going to be a playoff team. And I think, once again, they're going to be a playoff team. Although not anymore because the divisions are set up weird. But I don't know. The NL Central is a weird division, man.
That's what, well, yeah, you. You broke down the NL Central, didn't you, a few
weeks ago?
I did.
It was confusing. I like ranked the AL and NL Central teams. So, yeah.
I guess your expertise is coming into play here now, finally.
Yes. I finally wrote something that can relate to what we talk about. I don't think this ever happens.
that's funny. So
I put the Brewers at 7. That's one thing I remember. I think we talked about that before, but I said them very low.
I was gonna say I thought we kind of fought about this.
Yeah, probably. I put them behind the White Sox. So.
I mean,
they're not. I don't see how the Brewers are very good, man. They're just name 3 starters.
Like starting pitchers?
Yeah.
Brett Anderson. They just signed him. I did this last time. I almost just said Julie Chassin, but I know that's not true. Eric Lauer, because they just traded for him. Shit. Wow. Okay.
And Woodruff.
Woodruff. Oh, how did I forget Woodruff? He's like their best.
Yeah, he's definitely their best. But he is also, who the heck is Brandon Woodruff? So, yeah, there's that. He's kind of popped up and then got hurt and went away last year. He was on my fantasy team, so I know a good amount about him.
Okay, sure. I'm glad we've turned to talking about Brandon Woodruff here. These are the directions we sometimes take. But anyways, basically, kind of long story short, it's just, man, it just playing against those terrible AL Central teams that we already know is now just going to be even more hyper-focused. Now just a large percentage. You're going to be getting to beat up on those Tigers, going to beat up on those Royals. I guess the counterpoint is then so do the Indians, and so do, if you're afraid of the White Sox, them as well. They get that same opportunity because they're going to be – the schedules are going to be incredibly similar. So in the end, how much does it really, give the Twins an advantage? I don't know. I don't know if it really does if you compare it to, everything else going on in the division.
Didn't the Indians go like 18-1 against Detroit last year?
It was the most frustrating thing. Yeah, they did. Yes, they did. I'm still mad about that shit.
Yeah, there was like they played them like 15 times a month at the end of the year, and it was just insane. Like, what is going on? It was like 4-game series. They just shut them out in the series like 40-0. It was like, all right, well, nice try, Detroit, but okay, thanks, Guardy. I don't know. It was horrible.
I remember how that went, because they'd play like, God, it was so frustrating, because the Twins would be like, okay, now you got to go face like Washington and like some actual good A's and like some actual good teams. And then the Indians just like, all right, so you guys get Detroit, you get KC, then you get Detroit again. We're like, what the fuck? Come on.
Yeah, that was during their climb from like the 13 games back or whatever it was. It was like the Twins just played the A's, Rays, just name a good team, and they played them. And then the Indians only played those 2 teams, it seemed. It was wild. And then they got, I love this. They played the Orioles 2-game series and got shut out in the series 26-0. I love it.
Well, I know you're wrong there. They played a 3-game series and they won the last game of the series.
I must just completely block that from my memory then.
Wow. No, I very vividly remember this. I don't know why. I think we've been over this, so I just remember like random, the most random shit that no one should remember. But no, you're right. Baltimore destroyed him the first 2 games. I think it was actually like the same score the first 2 games.
13-0.
Yeah, exactly. But then they came back and won game 3 by like a run, which is...
Oh, man.
Yeah, then you have the run differential Olympics there where it's just like...
Oh,
like
yeah.
25, but they still got a win. You're just like, okay, sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was about to say something, but I completely lost my train of thought. What's next on our list?
All right, cool. Well, that'll take us to our break. We're going to take a quick break here, have an ad read, and then when we come back, we'll be breaking down what's going to be happening a little bit more. And we are back from that ad. I'm sure it's a lovely ad. I've never actually listened to any of our ads, so I don't know what they are. I hope they're good.
Yeah, same, actually. Huh.
Yeah, that's a weird thought. Isn't
some sad news I just found out, though.
What?
While we were taking our long break, the Padres released their summer roster thing. No Brian Dozier for some reason.
What?
Yeah. No Brian Dozier.
They couldn't find Dozier. They have a 60-man pool, and they couldn't find enough room for Dozier?
I get, yeah, they got Greg Garcia on there, though.
They get Greg Garcia, but they can get Brian freaking Dozier?
Would you take Brian Dozier over Jurickson Profar? I don't know enough about Jurickson Profar.
Yes, but... Jurickson Profar had, like, one good season over his last 5 years. It sucks.
What the heck, man? Twins, go get him back. Go get him. Love me some Brian Dozier.
Oh, yeah, just Ted said they not only did Dozier not make the Padres roster, but they have 8 open spots. Wow.
Oh, man, that sucks. What? How? How is that even possible? What?
I didn't think he fell off that much. Good Lord.
Well, no, it's just like just zero shot, like not even a chance. That is insane.
All right. Well,
now I'm mad.
I don't like that. Yeah, now I'm just mad. I was never a Padres fan. I already dissed him earlier in this episode, but I'm even less of a Padres fan. Boycott the Padres.
Yeah, I mean, we may as well at this point, right?
Ugh. Yeah. Well, I think their fans have been doing it for years. Have you looked at their attendance numbers? I mean, come on.
I remember I went to a Padres game like 10 years ago. It was kind of weird. They lost 3-1.
That sounds like a very Padres thing to do.
Orlando Hudson played for them.
That is true. The rank of Padres things, lose 3-1.
Orlando Hudson.
Orlando Hudson. Talk about your future every single year, which is very paradoxical. And then number 4, give Eric Hosmer over $100 million.
Yes, there it is.
You knew that was coming.
Of course. Oh, man. I love Padres hating on this podcast.
Oh, it's so... We need... Oh, man, I miss this. This is so great.
Yeah, baseball, right? Weird.
Anyways, we should get to some actual talk here. So, this is going to be now talking about the roster situation, how that's going to work. So, I believe what's going to happen is at the start of the season, they're going to have 30-man rosters. And then as time goes by, it'll get cut down even more, down to 28, down to 26. But beyond that, they're also going to have a taxi squad, which will be a 3-man group that travels with the MLB active roster. Basically, just if they need a guy on a moment's notice, he's there. And then they'll have the alternate roster, which will comprise of a bunch of players that will equal to eventually 60 in total. And those ones are just basically going to be like a pool of people hanging out at the St. Paul Saints Stadium or wherever, just getting ready in case they need them or something like that. So this is so strange. This is like the weirdest thing.
Yeah, 60 players, unless you're the San Diego Padres, I guess.
That's yeah, 52 and not Brian Dozier. That's like when you're inviting people to your birthday party and you're talking about it in front of someone's face and then just don't even look at them. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't even acknowledge their existence.
Yeah, I have a lot of room left. I can invite. If I wanted to, I could invite a lot more people, but I'm not going to. Just like, oh, all right.
Just like I could have 5 more people, but I'm not going to get Gary.
Yeah. Well, do you think the taxi squad guys get a major league contract? That would make sense, right? Like
that's going to be interesting. I was wondering about how this. Not only that, but then the
right. The rest.
What's the word I'm looking for?
Service time. Okay.
Yeah, how service time is going to break down with all this? Because I mean, yeah, if the guys on the taxi squad, do they get service times? And are the guys in the alternate roster, do they not? You know, how much does that work? How much are like the taxi squad and alternate roster guys going to like go back and forth? This whole thing's so weird. I don't know.
If the taxi squad guys get the major league contracts, that's about the best job in the world, man. You just get to go to baseball games. Like, you're not even on the team, but you're just going back and forth, making 500 grand a year. Just like, well, all right. It's pretty good.
You're like the backup quarterback, man. It's great. Yeah.
Speaking of backup quarterbacks, see Cam Newton send to the Patriots? And that's all the football talk we have for you today.
That'll wrap us up. This has been the Touchdown Podcast. I don't know. That was the first football thing I could
do. Yeah, I get it.
But anyways, so the Twins haven't actually announced their 60-man roster yet. A lot of teams have released theirs, like the Padres, but they're a bunch of pitchers. We're just going to ignore them. But other teams have announced them. The Twins, so far, we've kind of just had some bits and pieces, a little bit of information falling through the cracks. Apparently, they'll release their whole thing tomorrow. Did you read through, like, Tom's thread where he's like, what were the reasons why they didn't do it? Wrong answers only.
No, I saw some answers. Is there some good ones in there? I imagine.
Oh, there's. Well, I didn't see it until like an hour or half an hour ago or so. So I added my own. I added Derek Falvey lost the paper that had all the roster on it, and he was too afraid to like tell anyone about it. And then the other one I said was Jake Odorizzi's mom didn't sign his permission slip.
That's a good one. Mine was just the Twins simply did not want to do it. They've just given up on baseball like everyone else has. They're just no roster. That's all.
We'll get to that. I'll round around to that because I've been looking for that. But so some of the names that we have confirmed, Darren Wolfson has confirmed that Kirilloff, Lewis, and Rooker all are going to be on their way. I assume also Larnick, and that was just, he just wasn't announced for whatever reason. And he also said then reliever Caleb Thielbar. Honest to God, I thought Caleb Thielbar retired last year. So cool. And also Danny, I believe it's Colombe. I don't know how you pronounce that. Another lefty with MLB experience. And then I know Seth was able to confirm that Ryan Jeffers was in that pool. So that's like the, how many guys is that? The six guys that we know will also be on the alternate roster.
Yeah, I wonder if you think Donaldson's going to make it. I don't know.
He's kind of a fringe player. I don't know, man.
This is true. I haven't heard much about him, but I guess we'll see tomorrow. Of course, it'd be that's frustrating, man. We'd have so much more to talk about if they just give us the roster.
Yeah, what, you're going to go bitch them about it, or what are
you
going to do?
I mean, who do I email at that? DerekFalvey@gmail.com, or what?
What if you did, and it actually was him? How about that?
I think he's just like, yeah, sorry. Just like, that's all.
Oh, God.
Pretty good.
I don't know, but anyways, yeah, we'll find more tomorrow. I think what's going to be interesting, what Darren mentioned in one of his tweets, was how much the Twins will balance top prospects compared to MLB readiness. Because obviously with prospects, the thing is not all of them are major league ready at, they're at different levels. And there's oh my God, I just fumbled that statement so hard. But I'm just going to keep that in because I think it's funny. Let me try again. They're all at different stages of the development. So despite maybe you got a top prospect, if he's in like A-ball, you're probably less inclined to put him on the roster because he's going to be less likely to contribute than even just like a quad A veteran throwaway, but he's at AAA,
Yeah, right. Yeah, guys, I don't know. It's going to be strange. Like, it's all confusing to me still because, like, is Lewis or these really young guys going to get a like, if they're on the 60, but they also were unlikely to play this year, are they more likely now to play this year? It's just, I don't know. This whole roster thing, I just want to see more of how it's going to work. It's going to be odd.
Yeah, that's a good point. The other thing I've considered and I've kind of put out there is in such a shortened season, if you're going to, because baseball is such a naturally streaky game, if you're going to have a guy like, I don't know, Scuttle for a few games, how quickly do you pull that trigger and you say, okay, let's say Eddie Rosario is not hitting for like 5 days. How soon do you then put in Jay Cave? Because you want to take that risk that maybe Cave's hitting a little bit better. And these are the questions they're going to have to ask. These are the things that managers are going to have to consider, I think. And it's going to be really weird. It's just going to be unlike any other season, I think.
And for a team like the Twins, who spent a lot of the season last season ahead in the divisions, there was no, if a guy was struggling, they never really had to replace him. They just let him ride it out. Like, everyone had their stretches where they just simply could not hit, and they just keep him in there, keep him riding for like, until they start hitting again. Like, how are they gonna do that this year? Because they didn't get much experience with that last year. So, you're right. It's gonna be odd.
It definitely will be odd. But
also, way to dunk on Eddie Rosario, man. Like, he was just the most easy target there, huh?
Look, I didn't. I was thinking outfielders because I thought Cave and then Cave. Rosario was. I didn't mean to do it. Maybe it was subconscious, though, because we had been ducking on him for so long. So maybe that did have something
to do with it. We haven't done it in a few weeks. Kind of had to get one out there.
No, we also haven't recorded in a few weeks, so you know how it goes.
That's true. No one knows that, though.
I think they do, actually, but whatever. Anyways, so you also, like I said, with Cave, but then you also consider, do you really want to go for that kind of just, three-pointer from half court? And then call up Kirilloff or Rooker or Lewis instead. Just be like, we don't know what we have here. Maybe we're going to have like Jeff Francoeur when he first came up and was just crushing everything. Or maybe we'll have insert player here who
Byron
was
Buxton.
mediocre when he first, Byron Buxton, yeah, when he first came up and was like couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. You don't know, but that's kind of the risk you want to take. And we're gonna be looking at teams using a lot of insert my favorite word here, upside in these plays.
Jeez.
You knew it was coming.
Yeah, you're right. But yeah, and also, if there's one, if I mean, the Twins are hopefully a team that have built enough depth. They have a ton of depth where they won't have to call up an emergency Alex Kirilloff or Royce Lewis. Like, that's for, I think, if you're like 5 games behind after 40 games, you just kind of call someone up and hope for the best. If the Twins are in that position, something went horribly wrong. Like, this team should win the division, and it they should, by a they should win the division, but you never know, I guess. But they shouldn't be out by like 5 to 6 games or anything. And if they are, as I said, something went terribly wrong.
See, I don't know if I can agree with that, because I think that just might be the natural flow of baseball that's going to get kind of overthrown with the 60-game season. I think well, I'm trying to remember the stat I saw. I think it was Jeremy Frank who tweeted it, where it was like the worst 60-game stretch for every team last year. The Twins were still above 500, which was like third best in the American League at like 31 and 29. But at the same time, that's their worst stretch, then it's still possible for them in 2020 to play at that level or maybe even a little bit worse. And while it's not indicative of the quality of the team, that's just might be how things kind of played out, you know? And it's not speaking to the Twins were bad or the I don't know if the White, let's say the White Sox did a little bit better, if the White Sox are just a better team, or it's more like, hey, you know, less games, shit happens. That's just how kind of how it's going to be this year.
Yeah, well, if the Twins are struggling, I would be all over them and saying it's because they're a bad team on this very podcast. So be ready
Yes,
for
I know. I cannot wait for that to happen.
just meaningless complaints.
Yeah.
Oh, it's gonna be great. I don't. Yeah, you're right. I mean, for sure, the Mariners could somehow sneak in the playoffs and be like, all right, that just the Blue Jays Mariners ALCS is here. That'd be great fun, right?
That would be great fun. Actually, it's funny you bring that up. You don't know this because you don't care. However, the funny thing is about when the Mariners and Blue Jays play is that whenever they play in Seattle, it's filled with Blue Jays fans to the brim. Because
Oh,
think
I
well, because
suppose, yeah.
yeah, because think about it. Seattle's from the border. It's about, I don't know, 2 hours maybe. So actually, what happens is a lot of Canadians come down. They like make a weekend of it and just fill the stadium, no matter how good or bad they are that year. So that would actually be an incredibly dope ALCS to watch.
Could go to all the games.
That
Well,
is,
act nope, I'll
no,
take that back. Oh,
no.
that sucks, man.
What,
Jeez. My
wouldn't
bad. Forgot about
that
this
be
whole
evil?
thing.
It's the first
Yeah.
time the Mariners have made the playoffs in 19 years, and no one can go to a playoff game.
It'd be like if, there was no virus, though, to be honest, and see it with the Mariners. Burn, just roasted your Mariners.
You assume I give a lot of shit about them.
I know. You don't care. Oh, man. But it'd be, I would love to see the Mariners in the playoffs for no reason, just because I can't name six players on the Mariners.
Shoot, I might not even be able to do that, actually. Like Felix, oh no.
Yeah.
Ichiro, shit, no.
I'm still thinking Robinson Cano's at second base, man.
No, he's gone. Yeah, it's fun
Well,
stuff.
that's it.
Well, I'm willing to put some money. I'm not going to put any money on it because that's gambling and gambling's degenerate. But I would not be
Jeez.
surprised. I don't even know why I said that, but I would not be surprised if, like what you said, if I don't know, like the Mariners or like the Marlins or just some random team that just has no business being in the playoffs just got hot at the right time and just made the playoffs. I absolutely would not. In fact, I'm kind of anticipating that's going to happen.
I hope so. I hope it's not all just like the elite teams. I want to see the Twins in there and then just a bunch of teams that have no business being good. That would be perfect.
How about the Twins and someone takes over the Yankees?
Yeah, Twins and like, I guess that, yeah, Twins, Blue Jays. Blue Jays win the AL East. That would be perfect. And then they play the, and then Twins get swept by the Blue Jays instead.
I wouldn't even be too mad about that, actually, I don't
Yeah,
think.
just switch it up.
Here's the most blessed playoffs I could think of. Twins, Blue Jays, Rangers.
Yeah. I'd like that.
You're liking that, huh?
Get some Kyle Gibson action in the playoffs as well. So.
Get some Lance Lynn.
Yes, perfect. Danny Santana.
Oh, Danny Santana. Corey Kluber, old friend.
Jeez.
Missed that guy. Missed watching him pitch against us.
The guy we just once trashed on Twitter, Jordan Lyles, being there.
Jordan Lyles. How does he keep coming back?
I love the speaking of things that have no relation to what we should be talking about. I love the Texas Rangers rotations, like Kluber, Lynn, Gibson, Minor, and then a Lyles. It's like just five dudes that, and it could make up being like an actually solid rotation. I don't know. It's just weird.
Well, I think something we're going to see to actually relate to something relevant is that the rotations that have more depth are going to be the most effective. Rather than, let's say, like the Indians, where they have a huge number one, huge number two in Bieber and Clevinger. But after that, you know, Carrasco was shaky last year. And then I don't know who's beyond that. Zach Plesac and Savali. Plutko. You know, kind of guys like that who are fine pitchers, but aren't like – a lot of these guys don't have a lot of major league experience, or they're just not that good in the case of Plutko. So, you know, that kind of gets negated. I'm sorry, Adam Plutko, if you listen to this podcast, but I don't think he does.
I hope you lose Adam Plutko. I hope you have a whole season.
I've always hated Adam. All my homies hate Adam Plutko. what was I saying? But, yeah, so if you got a rotation like that compared to, like we say, the Rangers, you could throw the Twins in there, I suppose, also.
Yeah.
They have a lot of guys who are going to be competitive. I think that's going to even out more than the high upside. You could also think Yankees. You know, Cole and Paxton are very good. They're going to be without Herman. I guess Tanaka's there. He's solid. But you know, trust Jay Happ in the short term? I don't trust him. You know, stuff like that's going to happen.
Yeah. And then just to, you know, relate it back to the Twins have a starting or a solid five immediately of Barrios, Odorizzi, Maeda, Hill, and then either Dobnak or Bailey. And that's with the other of Dobnak, Bailey there, Thorpe, Smeltzer, Pineda after 39 to 41 games. Can't remember which one. But yeah, he'll be there with 20 games left. Like, they've got a lot of options after a really good starting five to begin with. Like, the Twins are set up super nice for this, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I almost said that, but I didn't want to because I feel like we said it often, where, like, the Twins are just set up well for this, and it's like, I don't know if that's just us being biased or if that's actually true. So,
it's just, I mean, the rotation, when you look at it, though, I mean, Barrios is an all-star. Odorizzi last year was an all-star. Maeda's really good.
Oh, now you acknowledge this, huh?
You know what? Why? Why would you do this? I'm going just in the zone on my explaining baseball here, and you just go, I love it.
Perfect. I never give this stuff up. I remember.
That was good. But yeah, Rich Hill has been one of the best pitchers in baseball for some reason whenever he's healthy. And then Homer Bailey, who is going to be really good this year. Just keep that in mind. At the number five spot. So I like the Twins. I like the Twins.
Rotation. You like the Twins, huh?
I do like the Twins.
That's a hot take there. But I'm looking forward to it. We'll see how this plays out. Next time when we record, we'll have some sort of weird spring training. I'll also be interested to see how much of this gets like videotaped and like projected either TV or if they'll have like internet streams. So I feel like, again, there's a lot of people out there who are like, just give me MLB in some form and I will watch it. Dear God, I swear on my life, you know?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, if they could, if they take advantage of it correctly, they could, if all this goes well, make some money off it, which is what they care about. So hopefully, and you know, we might actually get it because they like money. It'd be kind of cool.
And the money will go back to the players, right?
Oh.
No? Is that not what... Wait, is that not... Hold up.
I'm so sorry.
I'm being told that, no, this does not happen. Okay. Apparently, I'm very naive.
We somehow made it back to money discussions. I love it. We can't stay away. It's just so much fun.
I'm cutting it off now because we had too much of it. Anyways, the last thing I want to say is I brought up the Tom thread. I wanted to say a few of my favorites. Someone said Red Sox are again trying to get more for the Mookie Betts trade. I enjoyed that one a lot. And this other one I liked, They released it to Sid Hartman, who accidentally logged out of Twitter and is desperately trying to type it on a rotary phone.
These are good.
There are some other good ones in there, but I think those two are my favorites.
Yeah, that's good.
And I just wanted to end on that. Oh, well, Tom Adazone. I like this one. They just found out Ari Adrianza enlisted in the Space Force.
Right.
And they're trying to negotiate a release from his obligations.
It's the most Ari Adrianza thing ever. I say that not knowing anything about Ari Adrianza.
Yeah. No, no, we know a lot of. We're good friends. We know each other.
Yeah, we're up close, and we actually do interviews with all these players. The players just don't know it. It's pretty exciting.
It's fun stuff. It's fun stuff. But anyways, that had been episode 44. They said when we come back, we'll hopefully have some. I don't know what kind of things we'll be talking about other than the roster, I suppose. But I guess we'll just be following how the spring training goes. And we'll be taking it day by day, week by week. Hopefully this actually plays out in a healthy and a safe and fun manner.
Yeah, I agree with all those things.
Cool. Yeah. I didn't think a lot of people would be like, you know what? I don't want the players to be healthy.
No fun, safe matters here. We need the opposite of that.
I want as many fans in that stadium as you possibly fit.
And no fun either.
But they're not having any fun, yeah. They didn't want to be there.
Perfect. Yeah, just 40,000 people who don't know baseball. Put them in there.
Yeah, they told him it was like a like at Paisley concert, and they're like, what is this?
It's Mike Trout. What the heck was that?
Trout? I think I had that for dinner last night.
All right, we're going too far. We gotta end this.
I have to end it on that joke, but it's been good talking to you, and we'll see you back next week.
Goodbye.